Okay, our learning should be on merit for the neshama yitzach meir ben Gershon, b'soh shachar Yisrael.
And your mother-in-law's for shlema.
Sarah bat chaya for fur shlema b'ezus Hashem. Okay, the Torah talks a lot about Shabbos. This week's parsha, a lot of the nyanim, but a lot of the focus is on Shabbos. I thought over the next 2 or 3 weeks we would focus on different aspects about Shabbos. You know, sometimes, and especially yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the time between Purim and Pesach can be very, how do you say this in a nice way? Very laid back. So we're going to try to keep the fire going. Keep the fire going. After Purim, going from Geula to Geula. So what I printed over here is two pages from Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. Who's Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger? He's a Breslov Rebbe in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Comes out with Sfarim like water. Literally, like I went up to New York a few weeks ago. I got two of his new Sfarim. Like, well, the next day, like, he's coming out. Other Sfarim is unbelievable. Huge mashpia, he has talmidim all over the world, and I mean all over the world, I mean like literally all over the world. Hashem sent me a big nisayon that he was in Florida for one day. When was that day? Remember when the day was? It was the Super Bowl night. And I heard it was in North Miami Beach. I was like, oh, let's go to the Shir, see the Tzaddik, Olam Haba, Olam Haza, watch the Super Bowl. So Baruch Hashem, I was able to do both, thank God. Because the first half, I was like, oh, this game's over, and then I went to the Shir. And then I checked at the end of the Shir, like, whoa. Okay, and then I zipped back, so I was able to get the. So the Meister was he's a very, very special person. You know, no, I'm telling you, it was a very big very big test for me. So I'm just going to read you a paragraph, and then we're going to go inside to the Hebrew. So he has a Sfarim in English and Sfarim in Hebrew. So this is called Oscha Avakesh in English, called My Soul Desire. Here he talks about all the different Moadim, and he talks all about Shabbos. So the first aspect of Shabbos we're going to focus about tonight is we're going to focus about Kabbalah Shabbos, specifically L'chadori. This is what I just want to read inside. So the Pasuk says in our parsha, Parak Lamed Aleph, Shabbos is an everlasting pact between me and the Jewish people, a sign forever, right? Osi L'dor Hasam. The gift of Shabbos is the sign that proves that Hashem has drawn us into a deep and enduring bond with Him. His underlying purpose in creating the entire world is ours alone to realize. Now listen to this mashal, it's unbelievable. When an army conquers a city in enemy territory, the general placed his country's flag in the town square as a sign that the city was conquered for the king. It then becomes clear that the soldiers who fought there were the king's messengers, the weapons were the king's weapons, and the soldiers had acted on the king's guidance, drawing their strength from him. Likewise, during the week, we do our work, and Shabbos is the sign announcing that we are soldiers of the King of Kings, that it was in his power that we have worked and toiled, and that our only purpose is to reveal his glory. So then that's the whole essence of Shabbos. But specifically, I want to say tonight is that we go into Shabbos, not just with the Shabbos, we go into Shabbos with the Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm not going to say anything, I'm just going to go, we're going to go down, dig down deep into Rav Kluger. So we look in this is from the Sefer called Yichud HaShabbos, Shar Hei Kabbalah Shabbos, page Kuf Pei and Kuf Pei Alf. Here we go. The Maimer Zeh Nevar Es HaShaychus Ben Muske Es Simcha Ben Chas HaMekala V'Hayatziya Me'agos Al Ha'Gu'ula Ben Knesses HaShabbos. He said, in this essay, we're going to talk about what's going actually on during Kabbalah Shabbos. He says it's like a chas and a kala coming together. It's like going from gullus, from exile, into geula, into redemption. That's how you enter Shabbos. V'niftach b'biyar inyan ha'nisun sh'bereishas ha'yichud. He says, if you look earlier on, ha'mezgal omir b'Shabbos Kodesh. We spoke about this medrash, a famous medrash, Bereishas Rabbah Parsha Yirhei. Omra Shabbos l'nerech ha'chadosh baruch hu. Shabbos says the Chodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Creator of the world. Right? It's a little shtickle like Toy Story, like Shabbos could speak, right? Like the toys could speak. But L'maisa, this is a real thing. This famous Medrash. I have that between Toy Story and the Medrash, but I'm even Yovim. Ribono Shalom, Creator of the world. L'kulon Yesh Ben Zug. You give everyone a match. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. But V'li Ein Ben Zug. I don't have a partner. What's going to be with me? Hashem says back to Shabbos, quote unquote, Kenes Yisrael hi ben zugecha. You know who's going to be your shidduch? Who's going to be your chasan kal? We're not going to say who's the chasan, who's the kal, but maybe we'll talk about that soon. Klai Yisrael is going to be your match. So we see over here, if you think about a magnet's always drawn to something that's metal. The metal for us, or the match for the Jewish people is Shabbos. And you could say that's what our whole essence is Shabbos, like the whole week we're Shabbos, like, and we have to try to find that that Shabbos spark within us. I actually heard an amazing idea before we get back inside. It's brought down in the Sfarim. I never knew this, but I heard this from a Rosh Hashiva of Aaron Khan a few weeks ago. He was Rosh Hashiva in YU. He brought down the Sifri Kabbalah. I have to look at him. I never looked, asked him where it was, but he says that it's brought down that on Shabbos, a person should daven Shemona Esrei with their eyes open. But during the week, they should daven Shemona Esrei with their eyes closed. Obviously, if you know Shemona Esrei by heart. Right? And assuming with the Zohar Arizal, assume that we know Shemona Esrei by heart. So he explained to Rav Aaron Khan, explained through the eyes of a tzaddik and other tzaddikim, so why is it that Shabbos you want to have your eyes open, that during the week you want to have your eyes closed? So he said a beautiful idea. He said, during the week, so much hustle and bustle. You know, your phone's buzzing. Even if you turn your phone off, there's a buzzer for the buzzer. And the other guy forgot it. You know, the other guy, there's so many distractions. And there's a lot of confusion. But Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. Shabbos is Menuchah L'Chai Olam. Hopefully there's no one's cell phones unless there's a doctor, right? Shabbos, you want to have your eyes open. You want to be completely engrossed in Shabbos. Shabbos is what a Jew's essence is. So that's why specifically a Jew should have their eyes closed during the week and eyes open on Shabbos. So we have to go a little deeper. What does it mean that going into Shabbos where the chassan and Shabbos is the kallah or Shabbos is the chassan? We'll say for now that we're the chassan and Shabbos is the kallah. So look inside. Second paragraph. Ulachen ulakach hakavana b'amir lechadori zikras kallah. When we say come line the beloved to greet the kallah, p'nei Shabbos nekabalah, that the face of Shabbos will accept. Shekein klai Yisrael heimer kavol lekodesh baruch hu. This is a very deep idea here. He says that we are a chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the representations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Hanikra Dodi. The HaShabbos Yibidarkas HaShchina HaKadosha Hanikras Kala. The Shabbos is also the Shechina. Basically, it's the Chasan and Kala coming together. If you want to say Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's basically we're all coming together. The Yotzim Yachal HaKala Kabbalah's Panim. Right? You ever go to a wedding and they say on the invitation, this is when the Kabbalah's Panim is going to be? Right? That's when they call the Bedekin. Funny story, my bedekin, you know, the Rosh Shiva brought me up to my wife, and totally didn't know that you had to say something, you had to prepare something, whatever. I got up there, like, said, okay, see you soon, all the best, diamond heart, and I put up the thing, and what happened was the veil, I pushed the veil too far, and then it fell over, so I had to go back. It was mamash the whole thing. But the Kabbalah's Panim says, Rav Kluger, you want to know what the Kabbalah's Panim of the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Kabbalah's Panim is Kabbalah Shabbos, right? That, and we know that Mamash Badam at Tzadikim, it's a very big time to daven. We even say that's one of the, this is a little before your time, but Be'ez Hashem we'll see, that it's one of the Kinyanim for Kiddushin, Api Halacha, that it's the Bedekin, when the Chassan covers his wife, it's one a person should have in mind, it's one of the Kinyanim for Kiddushin. Hein regam elu heim yitzias mi rishus av v'nikid k'nis l'rishus apal. It says it's like a mashal. You go from the rishus of your father to the rishus of your husband, kiveyachol. So there's a change. You're going from galus to geula. You're going from unmarried to married, or you want to say engaged to marriage. Shahakala yotzes l'chupa u'mechina atzma la'yichad imachasan mechina Shabbos in kinesu strah. The same way the chasan goes to greet the kala, the same way as us, Shabbos is coming to us. We're going to Shabbos. It's an amazing idea, no? Can you imagine what they should open up the art school book? They should, instead of writing Kabbalah Shabbos L'chun Aranana, Shrei L'chun Aranana, and right before Mizmor, right after Anam HaKoach, you should put out big words like Bedekin. This is Mamash the Bedekin. And sometimes people are just rushing through L'chadori, or are they singing tunes that have zero to do with the Indian of Shabbos? For me, I know Rav Shlomo was always very into this. I always grew up with the first tunes always being Yeridik. It's got to be slow. The Bedekin is mamash a slow time. So many times you go to weddings and the Bedekin is crazy. But it's got to be done slow. Because when there's Yira, and then you kafal with Ava. They say Rav Shor told my friend, I think it was Sam Schertz, he said, until after the Chuppah, it's mamash Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, it's Simchas Torah. But it's mamash Yom Kippur. And so I think for me, I always grew up before, until you get to Lo Sivoshi, it's mamash Yom Kippur and Lo Sivoshi, then Simchas Torah. Because first you need to build up the year. You have to build up the year. You have to build up the bedekin, and then you get to Simchas Torah. You can't have Simchas Torah without Yom Kippur, right? It's mamash the same. It's the same thing. And I actually showed my students actually a very cool thing. I showed them my friend once showed me this. He said, you need Yira and then Ava. How do you know that you need Yira then Ava? He says, if you look at the word Yira, I think I showed this to you, no? Look at the word Yira, Yud Resh Aleph Hey. So you put it on top of Ava. So what does it spell? If you look at the first two letters of Yira and Ava, it spells Yud Resh and Aleph Hey, it spells Yira. And if you look at the last two letters of Yira and Ava, what does it spell? It spells Ava. Yira and Ava, they go together. When you have one without the other, and you have two Ava Nugunim, then it's too much. And they have two Yira, and then obviously it's got to be done in a balance. First you have Yira, first you have the slow tune, a nice lechadori tune, and then you could have the Simchas Torah tune, Odi Shema Bar Yehuda.
The crack on
the Nugunim. Oh, that's what, exactly. Starts off with a little shtick of Yiradik, and gets Avadik. So back inside. So we're talking about that it's mamash the whole bedekin. That's what Kabbalah Shabbos is. Kabbalah Shabbos is the bedekin of the marriage of the week. Ki b'chol nisui chasam nekala b'nefashu Yisrael misora be'olamas halyon michad HaKadosh Baruch HaShechinti b'dargas ha'gavoh b'yoseh. Right? When we get together, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch and the Shechinti come together. Shekein ha'kala hi b'tui l'koach ha'mekaba b'b'riyas ha'nim shal HaShechinti ha'kadosha v'chosim mevati is koach ha'nosin v'yichudim ka'achas me'argei ha'chupa le'elach mevati l'orach l'chayem b'tzavsa es yuchad HaKadosh Baruch HaShechinti. Basically, he's saying a lot of different things. Basically, what you're saying is Kadosh Baruch and Klai are coming together. We all know that when you're at a wedding and you see the chassan, who sometimes they have a minute to not to see the kala for a week, and maybe not to speak for a week, and then forget about getting pictures. That's a very, people say that it's a very modern thing to be able to do pictures before the chuppah, even though there are a lot of Rosh Yeshiva that say that it's for Tzirchat the Tzibur, for everyone. I understand. But there's something special by not seeing your kala for a week and turning around to namash to the bedekin. That's exactly what Kabbalah Shabbos is. That's what the Rav Kluger says. It's unbelievable. And I'm not here to rip on anyone. My mother actually was very much into having pictures, and we asked her very nicely that unfortunately we're going to have to decline. And the Lamaisa, everyone waited a couple extra minutes. We made sure there was a little extra fruit soup at the shmorg, whatever. You know, they had a little couple extra soup. Because Lamaisa, you can't change it for anything in the world. Okay, just for time's sake, let's just wrap it up here. Then we'll say a quick ma'isa. So, Mamash, if you look at the words of one of the paragraphs of the Chadori, it actually talks about the chasen and the kala. The hoven al pizeh sheikar simcha mufulegas kaimas b'mei nesuin. The ikar time of the simcha of the chasen and kala coming together. Shebaim hakarovim. Yeah, we're on the next page now. Sorry, we're on the next page. Sorry, I apologize. First paragraph on the next page. All your friends come to be able to join in the simcha. Right, all the friends come. You can't have a wedding if your friends and family don't come. It's all about everyone coming together. Barov am hadras melech. Right, we just talked about Purim. Barov am hadras melech. If a person has a choice to go to the person with the Megillah reading with 10 people, or with 1,000 people, 100 people, you go with 100 people because that's what. That's what it's Brovam Hajus Melech. The king is only king when there's chevra there, when there's a lot of people there. Ki ha'olam kula hutzame. The whole world is thirsty. And the yachal talder liguli ha'or aloki. Everyone's thirsty throughout the whole week for that revelation of that light, of that godly light. It's a pintaliyit. V'alchein kol dargas ha'makaba bebriya mitzad atzmo. L'lo koach ha'mashpia b'zyachdus hura'a b'mevuyash. We're all hungry. U'kivo ha'or ha'mashpia ha'reizu avoro kigulos paratzes mamish. It says over here, the more a person actually, I think this is what he said, the more a person actually works towards this, right? Why is it some people want to get out of Kabbalah Shabbos? Because for some people, Kabbalah Shabbos is mamish, right? Some people, it's samchaim, it's samavis. It's just annoying. Because if you don't think about Shabbos the whole week, then it's just like, okay, I want to get out of here. But if someone looks forward to Shabbos, and someone who actually yearns for Kabbalah Shabbos, and thinks about Shabbos throughout the whole week, and thinks about a marriage, and thinks... Oh, there you go. And mamish, you feel, you're so excited for it. With you, the source is life, but orach near or the light upon your light has appeared. Geula sheyusuda ava v'dveikus, the redemption of love and coming together, and the dveikus Hashem. Kuduma simchazu kein hu gam shabbos kodesh. The same way you have this inyan of the chasan kala come together. It's the same thing with Shabbos. Yosus alachayach alukayach kimsos chasan al kala. Ki ba'osim regam shel kinisos shabbos. The time when Shabbos is mamish coming in. What's happening? It's the kiss. It's the bridge between the week and Shabbos. In Masak Orim or Shabbos. The light of Shabbos is mamash coming in. The Nasa Yichud Kadosh Baruch Hu Shchinta. Right. The unification of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shchinas and the Jewish people are coming together. As the Zohar says, Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, the Torah, are all one. So throughout the whole week, we could say, "Mam, it's they're together." But the ikar togetherness, the ikar dveikus of Klal Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, we should say that it's mamish, that's only on Shabbos. Yeah? Yeah, please.
So, Kabbalah Shabbos is the chuppah.
Yeah.
The angels accompanying you home, or your friends taking you to Yichud.
Oh.
But when you get to Yichud, you say Tzeis Chum Shalom.
Oh.
It's just between me and
the Lord. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Do you see that? Do you see that brought there?
I from a,
but say that again. Say that again for the recording. Not much beautiful.
That Kabbalah Shabbos is the chuppah.
Yeah.
The angels accompanying you home, or your friends.
Gemara and Shabbos, yeah.
And then when you say Tzeis Chum L'Sholem, you're saying, because now it's time to go to the Yichud.
That's when the friends are always banging on the walls, talking about
Between us and the Kodesh Baruch.
Now it's between us and the Kodesh Baruch. Now it's beautiful. Beautiful. Oh. Shekein Yichud Halomas Biyom Zehu E Simcha Belayon of Tachton, right? Just like it's a Simcha upstairs, it's a Simcha downstairs. Kasher Klai Sohem Arkaval Chol Nifal Manasa, right? We're the Merkaba, we're the representation of Kodesh Baruch in this world. Ki ava de vegas of Kodesh Baruch Hu in Knesset Yisrael nimshal derech mashal leziva. Right, our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu is a relationship of a husband and a wife. Kimosh nemar kimsas chasan al kala yosas alochayich elokayich. So the ma'aseh at the end of the day, if we had time, there's a lot more to say in Kabbalah Shabbos, but just for today, be able to see. The ma'aseh at the end of the day, it's a chasan al kala coming together. But if a person, you know, if you look at your own wedding, if you look at your friends' weddings or your siblings' weddings, if you don't prepare right before, if you don't prepare for months before, the wedding is nothing. The more you prepare for it, right? The more you think about it, the more it actually affects you. Then Imamish opens things up. I saw a great quote from one of my rebbeim from YU. His name is Rabbi Zev Reichman. So he has a great book called Flames of Faith, An Introduction to Hasidic Thought. Very simple, very Kabbalistic, also very brought down ideas, Hasidic ideas, and very, very simple. So in lesson 26, he talks about the secret of music. Maybe that's why it's 26, Taka. He put it there for a reason. I guarantee you there's a reason why he put it there. It says, the Levim, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim's temple would serve Hashem by accompanying the Karbanos with Shira. Clearly, song reaches great spiritual heights for the Levim, were disrupting their Torah study and prayer to sing, right? The Levim were the ones learning Torah. So if they were leaving Torah to be able to go sing in the Beis HaMikdash, that means that singing Shira was a very high level. It says, why did Nugunim reach such lofty levels? It says, there's a tradition that in Shemaim there's a palace of song. According to the Zohar, it says, Tikune Zohar Tikun Yud Aleph, the doors of this palace only open to melodies. David Melech was world Jewry, greatest singer, and he's the master of his palace. When simple Jews sing Tehillim, David Melech's songs, we too gain entry into that palace. He says a lot more, but I just wanted to say that line. According to the Zohar, the doors of this palace only open to Nagunim. So I want to say maybe. Maybe, just maybe.
Okay, there's Chanon.
Yeah.
It's what? It's 515.
Yeah.
Which is Shira.
Right. Tefillah and Shira.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The tefillah, well, that was, and that was a tefillah that Hashem said, one more like that.
Then I can't do it anymore.
Then
exactly. By Baas Chanon. Now you just remind me another word. The Sanz Rebbe says in that pasuk, Baas Chanon al Hashem Beisah Hileymor. Baas Chanon, he says, the Sanz Rebbe says, Vav. Eschanan. He says, the 6 days, Eschanan, I'm davening. That Ba'isahi Lemor. That at that time I should be able to speak. When's that time? On Shabbos. Vav Eschanan. During the 6 days, I'm davening to Hashem. That Ba'isahi Lemor, that Shabbos should be able to speak. Maybe we have to daven throughout the whole week. Maybe I have to daven. That my Kabbalah Shabbos should be great. That Rabbi Gober should let us have a, Be'ez Hashem, we have to push him to be able to have a Kabbalah Chmanin every Shabbos. We should show people, nice, I'm telling you in YU, in Yeshiva, there wasn't a Shabbos that we didn't have Kabbalah. We had a Kabbalah Shabbos, and I'm telling you, there's 5 Jews, there was 100 Jews every Shabbos. No matter what. Men, women, it was unbelievable. Because when Jews are attracted to that type of Kabbalah Shabbos, you don't know anything else. You don't know. Happy million in LA. Exactly. You don't know anything else. I give you a bracha when you go to YU. Be'ez Hashem, you should go to the Kalachman every Shabbos. I'm telling you, it'll change your entire life. Not to say maybe every other Shabbos, because then you'll be able to lose it a little bit. People have to all understand. Just want to read this line. According to the Zohar, Tikune Zohar Yudav, the doors of this palace open only to melodies, only to Nagunim. So maybe we want to say, Lamaisa, that's why we have Kabbalah Shabbos. We're opening the palace of the king. It's the Chas and the Kala coming together, but it's got to be done with Nagunim. It's got to be done with song. Just to be able to close, there was once a great rabbi, but I'm sure you've heard of the Be'er Ma'im Chaim. So what happened was, in the city of the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, there was a Jew who was taken into captivity. And the Mamish didn't have money, but there's always that one rich Jew. And the rich Jew, Mamish, put out all the money, and he got the Jew out of captivity. So the Be'er Ma'im Chaim heard about this Jew. Remember the story or no? So what happened was, he said, I'll give you a bracha. He says, I can't give you any money, Berman Chaim. I give you a bracha that you should be zochet to feel Shabbos in the full sense. Rabbi Yom HaMchaim is mamish. His whole Indian was Shabbos took. Whole Indian. So what happened was that on a, maybe let's say that happened on a Sunday or whatever. What happened was Monday is mamish.
Can't wait for Shabbos.
Shabbos. It's like mamish. Tuesday is bouncing off the walls. He can barely. Wednesday, he's saying lechun aran the shir shayom. He's flying off the walls. Thursday, forget about it. He called in sick. He's not going to work. Erev Shabbos, he's mamish in the supermarket. He's washing the floor. He doesn't need his wife to yell him to be mamish do it because she asked him 10 times. Comes Erev Shabbos, come Kabbalah Shabbos, he's mamish flying. And Shabbos, he's not even sleeping. He's just learning and singing. He's mamish davar to Kadosh Baruch Hu the whole Shabbos. Finally, he runs over to the Rebbe, Meir Maim Chaim Motz Shabbos. The Rebbe mamish, the bracha you gave me was unbelievable. I'm just asking if you can, to take it back. You have to take it back. I couldn't. It was such a high level. Such a high level. So the Rebbe said back to him, he said, I don't take the bracha back, but I'll change the bracha. I'll change the bracha that the bracha should come gradually to you. The bracha that you should feel the Kedusha of Shabbos should come gradually. Hashem should bless us that the more we daven for Shabbos, the more we look forward to Kabbalah Shabbos, the more we actually get into Kabbalah Shabbos, and if we're ever chazan to try to be able to make sure that the first tunes are shtickle, yiridik, and they're mamish getting us in the right tone. It's mamish the bedekin. Right, first you have Yom Kippur, and then you get to some of the story. It's too slow. You have to get home to the fish. So eat a little bit. Tamel Chaim Zalcha on Erev Shabbos. My wife always yells at me, taking a little bit, take a shtickle nap. Right, exactly. But like the Magen Hamezrit says, you know what? It should be one of the Aseres Adibros to take a nap on Erev Shabbos. I'm sure you've heard of that. Why? Because if everyone's tired during Shabbos, you just sleep the whole Shabbos. It should be an Aseres Adibros to sleep on Erev Shabbos. So no one's sleeping during Lechodori. No one's sleeping mamash during Kabbalah Shabbos. So Hashem should bless us, the Ma'aseh. We should be zochet to be able to feel Kabbalah Shabbos every Shabbos of our life. Ezra Hashem, we should do this. We zochet to have Shabbos Menuchah Chayyolamim in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Ezra Hashem.